Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to a very special podcast. My name is Matt Halloran. I'm joined with Kirk Lowe here today. We are in the National Harbor right outside of Washington, D.C. at the SAC Top Producer Conference. And we've been talking to people about podcasting all day long. So we thought we would finish up our day today by going over tactic number 4 of the 7 dynamic digital prospecting tactics. Now, we've been talking to a lot of financial services professionals today about podcasting and social. So we thought that just the groove that we've been in, this would end up being a kind of a fun podcast. So, Kirk, what do you think about the conference, first off? How have things been going?
That's amazing. I'm surprised we both have voices left because we've been talking all day.
Yeah. Well, it was a much longer warm-up cycle for us, I think is what that was. So,
and earlier today on the main stage was Ken Morafe, who owns the Money Matters, Money Matters podcast and radio show. And he just made a comment on the main stage that he believes that podcasting is more of a future for podcasting than radio, and he's making the switch.
Wow.
Which turned a switch on for a lot of advisors to come talk to us because we are a podcast production company. So that was pretty neat. We've had a lot of great conversations, a lot of rich conversations, which is always good when you come to these kinds of events. Lots of dedicated advisors and elite advisors, which is who are at this conference, are typically very engaged about growing their business. And they're also typically people who know that they need to surround themselves with smarter people in other areas and not try to do everything in their practice. So it's been a lot of fun. And SEI are a top-notch firm, and they're one of our favorites to get involved with. So,
great network of really, really high-quality advisors. So tactic number 4 of these 7 dynamic digital prospects is being a Facebook influencer. And this is something that's very near and dear to my heart, specifically just because, well, writing the book on social media and talking about social media pretty much all day long, we're going to go over 4 major points. And the goal that each of you have, so remember, when these tactics, we provide you with a goal. The goal is what you're supposed to strive towards. And your goal is to do 1 to 2 posts per day to expand your network, to make it so that you grow your big time network. And it also helps you with a lot of momentum. And Kirk and I have been talking a lot today about momentum. But I want to say Facebook is about visibility and showcasing your personality. We were, after our presentation last night, one of the guys raised his hand and he said, you know, part of my personality is I built and fly my own helicopter. And I was like, wow. And Kirk and I were like, wow, that's a little bit crazy, but at the same time, super cool. But that's part of who he was. And both Kirk and I started spitballing immediately about how we could use something as cool as that to really round out this guy's personality. That's loud here. I think everybody's moving their stuff right as we're doing our podcast. That's all right. Adds character. So that's number 1, is about personality and character. What's number 2?
Number 2 is about the kinds of content that you want to share on a regular basis. So in Facebook especially, we know that it's about personality. It's about people experiencing who you are as a person. What are your personal interests? What kind of, are you a good person? Are you involved in the community? Things like that. So for a lot of advisors and pretty much everyone that we've been talking to here, the kind of stuff that they put out on Facebook is a blog post they've written, an article that they've got from an agency like Broadridge or places like that, so a content library kind of company. Another thing they do is share market commentary, which we're both shaking our head at. So there are a lot of things, they're expertise things, but they don't show any personality. They're not going to get a lot of interest on something like Facebook.
Right.
So here's the 4 areas that you need to have a post on every week, a post on one of these 4 areas. And you can't overkill it with expertise. So those would be what we call expertise posts. Having said that, with expertise, there's better ways to do it than American commentary, and we'll talk about that too.
Yep.
So the first one is personal interest. people need to know that you have interests and you're not just about making money, because they think that about financial advisors. Okay. If you show personality, that you have personal interests, you will do much better on social media than you ever would if you don't do that. Mm-hmm. Now, by showing your personality, it's not taking a picture of your food every time you go out for a meal. That's not what we mean.
Yeah.
We mean, are you doing something interesting? So this gentleman that was at our breakout session the other day, he flies helicopters. Mm-hmm. If you know anything about flying a helicopter, it takes a lot of courage.
Yes.
You have to be extremely detail-oriented. You have to be so confident in the details that you can do the job, get the job done. Mm-hmm. So pretty neat thing. So that's an amazing thing to be able to share. And people are going to, I think, that's going to resonate. Even if you don't fly a helicopter, sure, you're going to get that about
right.
this person, right?
Right.
So community interest is the second area. So what are you doing in the community? What are you doing to make the community better? What are you doing to support the community? What are you doing to make life, you know, better?
Yeah.
Wherever you live. And the community doesn't necessarily have to be your small town or your city. It could be the larger community, which means the world, right? What are you doing to improve the world and place and make things better? So whatever your community interests are, you want to make sure that you're sharing those once a week as well. The third one is your expertise. You always want to be sharing your expertise. The thing is if you share some really dry stuff that you don't even want to talk about, that market commentary is not a great place to start.
Right.
Market commentary is stuff that people, in my opinion, expect you to be doing behind the scenes, not bringing them. And if you're talking market commentary all the time, guess what? You're going to attract people who want to talk market commentary all the time. I've never met a successful advisor that wanted to sit there and talk about markets all day long with their clients.
Yeah.
They don't want phone calls. That's my job. Let me take care of it. Yeah, trust me. You know, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. So that was the third one, your expertise. The fourth one, and this one is probably the biggest and most interesting opportunity with podcasting, and that is content from centers of influence and their area of expertise. We have podcasters who bring on centers of influence like accountants, tax attorneys. Mm-hmm. Some of them even bring other, I don't know, some of them that you're working
with. Like divorce attorneys, estate planning attorneys. We've had a real estate agent come on. So we've had a lot of different people who brought a lot of different guests.
So depending on the audience that you're going after and the information that's going to make their world better, you can have all kinds of different guests. But here's the really neat thing about bringing on a center of influence. If you say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Estate Lawyer, would you like to be on my podcast? They're going to be pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to get a yes. Mm-hmm. You're going to go over what you're going to talk about, which shouldn't take very long if they're the expert that you know they are. What's going to happen? After, they're going to have fun on the show. When we're done the show, you're going to produce a professional podcast. It's going to have a professional voiceover. It's going to have music. It's going to be on iTunes and all these places. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a wonderful experience. And then the product or the outcome afterwards, they're going to be pretty excited about it. What's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to share it.
They're going to share it
in their social networks. Even if they don't have a great social network, they're still going to share it there. Are they going to email it?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. The next time they're in a meeting, what's a topic that you've done with one of our advisors on the podcast, with one of the centers of influence?
So the commercial real estate one was one of the most fascinating ones. So they were talking about investment opportunities in local commercial real estate.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So just think, next time that commercial real estate is thinking about investments, and they think about you as the financial advisor, and they say, you should go listen to the podcast I did with so-and-so.
Right.
Right? And they're going to talk about it. So what the point of the marketing that we do at Top Advisor Marketing and the marketing that you can do for yourself, when you do this grassroots content-driven stuff with some personality, what you end up doing is you end up inspiring referrals. Mm-hmm. People want to talk about you because you're doing good things. And if you put this all together, it creates incredible momentum in your business. So let me just recap those four things. Your personal interest, community interest, your expertise, and center of influence expertise.
And this goes right into our point number three, which is, and we get this question all the time, which is, what do I post and when do I post it? And so part of this tactics idea was to give you very, very tangible things that you can execute within your business. So you should probably grab a piece of paper if you haven't already, unless you're driving, then don't, to make sure that you write down these really 5 days in what you should post. So on Monday, we recommend that you do a community post. What's going on this week? What happened last week? So it can be introspective or retrospective or futurespective, any of those things. Futurespective, I don't think is a word. I just made up another word.
Yeah.
Number two would be your expertise post. So this is referring to your white paper, blog post, webinars, educational event you just did. You know, something that's going on that isn't, again, about the markets. Maybe you went to a conference like this great SEI conference that we're at right now, and you had a speaker who talked about something that was just remarkable. Well, guess what? That would be a great thing to do as a Tuesday post. On Wednesday, we want you to do a personal interest story. Stories are the best. Tell everybody something about yourself, a favorite quote, a personal or family achievement, a thought of the day, anything that will get people to understand how your brain works as a financial services professional will make them draw more towards you and want to do business with you even more. This would be number four, which would be your Thursday post, which is an influencer expertise. Now, this goes along with what Kirk was just talking about with, you know, bringing on another guest to a podcast. You do share something from a center of influence that you have, somebody that you really respect and that you really like. That is a great Thursday post. And then Friday, I like Fact Fridays. It's just a wonderful way to, again, show who you are. One of the advisors that I had worked with many, many years ago, every Friday, he would post a historical fact, like a rare fact that very few people knew. And a lot of times it had to do with his region, which actually helped his SEO because it was tagged with the location. But something that's really cool, what is a Friday fact? Something like maybe you're a huge Abraham Lincoln fan. So, you know, post something about Lincoln or post something about maybe your favorite hockey player. It doesn't really matter. Just post something that is non-market related, especially on Friday. So daily schedule, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On Monday, you're going to do community. Tuesday, expertise. Wednesday, personal. Thursday, influencer. And do Fact Friday.
Beautiful. There's one more. And that is, there's always going to be opportunities when you're posting stuff through social to look for things that go a little bit more viral. So things that you get a lot more attention to, be aware of those things. If you find, let's say you did a podcast with a commercial real estate person, and that went really well, and you had a lot of hits. There's two reasons you could get a lot of downloads. One is because they have a huge audience.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? If they have a huge audience and they're engaged, you're going to want to do a lot more stuff with that person.
That's very true.
You're going to want them on this podcast once every quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second one is if your audience really love what they were talking about, maybe they're telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
So look for opportunities on specific types of content or topics that you can go deeper on. So what you can do is you can create a series of podcasts. Maybe you create a white paper to take the learning or the education a little bit further. But look for those opportunities, and that can really add a lot of influence to the campaigns you're doing in Facebook.
Pay attention. Last night when we were doing our breakout, we met with a woman named Heather, and Heather does all of the social media for SEI. She does a lot more than that. She's got lots and lots of hats. And when we asked the audience what was the number one thing that you all make mistakes on when it comes to social media? And her response was, people don't listen. And that is exactly what Kirk is talking about with this virality, this point number four. What are the posts that are getting the most attention? Make sure that you show your audience that you're listening. And as you could listen today, we got lots of background noise. We got some weird music that I didn't hear before that our mic's picking up.
A kid, yeah. Yelling, running, walking
yeah.
by.
And for some reason, all of the help here decided the minute we started recording, they were going to break everything down. So I hope the quality of this was different, because it will be. So this is Kirk and I at the 2018 SEI Top Producer Conference here in National Harbor. Meeting lots of great advisors, doing lots of great things, and we've been telling a lot of people about the podcast. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, just get out there and apply this. Whether you've got somebody doing for you or you need to outsource it to a company like ours, don't sit on this stuff. Social media is not, it's a cost of doing business or, you know, type of activity. You need to get out there. But most advisors that we've talked to here, they're just not doing the right things. They're doing too much of the expertise stuff. They're boring, no personality. They're not going to get the results on Facebook. Do it right and start applying it as soon as you can.
Wonderful. And with that, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure that you click the subscribe button below. We've still got three more tactics. Three more tactics. Sorry, my math's off today. Three more tactics that we're going to go over on these seven dynamic digital prospecting tactics. Make sure that you do social media as soon as you possibly can. And if you have an opportunity, once you click share on this podcast here and send it to somebody who you know could use the information. For Kirk Lowe and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best-kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.